This is an MUT Radio podcast.
17 minutes before 9. Welcome on Vukuba Get a Breakfast Show. It's the only way to start your day. Good morning and welcome on this beautiful show. So we were speaking, I'm not sure if I'm able to get to Othembela now, but we're speaking about estate planning, Othembela. Please do explain to us. Ukuthi masikhuluma nge estate planning, sikhuluma ngani?
Good morning, and yes, I can hear now. Thank you so much for being patient. So estate planning is an ongoing process of restructuring one's assets during the person's lifetime and to ensure that those assets are preserved and legally protected and potentially increased. Estate planning also ensures for effective and beneficial distribution of assets in accordance with the person's last will and testament, but it goes far beyond just creating a will or restructuring your financial affairs. So some steps that we look at in estate planning involve, number one, very important in drafting your last will and testament, and then we determine your net worth, and this is your assets minus all your liabilities, and then we decide what to do with your assets and your liabilities while you are still alive. And then after that, we decide on what estate planning tool we will be using and when to put that plan into motion. And then finally, we decide on who your executor will be and other major role players in your deceased estate.
Mm. And now let's speak about a will, because a will is very important when you speak about these things. A will can assist you and reducing estate duties, liabilities, ensuring future generations are provided for effective administrations of your deceased estate. How can a will as an estate planning tool provide for effective administration of your deceased estate?
Yes, Awetu, that is correct. Your will can really assist you in reducing your estate duty liability, and it does ensure that your future generations are provided for. But an important function of your will is that it prevents you from dying intestate or your deceased estate from being administered in terms of the Interstate Succession Act. So the Interstate Succession Act basically states or dictates that your estate must be divided between your surviving spouse or spouses and your dependents. So when you have a surviving spouse, that spouse inherits 250,000 rand or a child's share, whichever is greater. And the way that we calculate a child's share is that we divide your total value of your estate by the number of your children plus your surviving spouse. I think I mentioned this last time we were on radio speaking about wills, that the 250,000 rand is not a guarantee. You must have the 250,000 rand. It won't come out of nowhere.
And what do you get? There are no surviving spouses, Othembela.
So if you have no surviving spouses, then your estate is divided or it is bequeathed to your dependents. And if you have no dependents or children, then it is to your nearest blood relative. This could be your siblings, your surviving parent, your cousins, but it must be a surviving blood relative.
Oh, okay. And hey, siyazi ukuthi other people have ama retirement funds or ama provident funds. What happens if they die without a will, labo bantu abanjani? Maybe
Untombi. Now I'm going to jump in here. Yes, I will. Awetu, thank you so much. So this is a very, very important topic. Abantu abaningi abayazi lento ukuthi is separate le lendaba ya ama retirement fund and provident funds, in terms of how you deal with them post death. Compared to a will. So essentially, a retirement fund or a provident fund, what you need to do is you will select beneficiaries. But what is important is that you must update those beneficiaries at all times so that by the time you pass away, whatever the funds are, go to the people obofuna ukuthi ayekubona. But if you don't do that, unfortunately, the money can land in the wrong hands. But having said that, let's assume now you've passed on and you've got children, you've got dependents. So that money, assuming you've named them as beneficiaries, will then come into what we call a testamentary trust, which we will touch on shortly. But if you die without a will and you've got no beneficiaries that have been nominated, then it becomes an unclaimed benefit. It's what we call an unclaimed benefits, which is a very, very big problem at the moment that we're experiencing in the pension fund space.
And which trust is the best for me if I don't have many assets, for example, but I want to protect and provide for ingane and all that?
So one of my trusts that Lugile, as I touched on earlier. So for example, there's what we call an inter vivos trust. So umuntu sephila, if you're still alive. So that one, basically, then you basically can move your assets into that trust and they are dealt with as a separate it's a separate vehicle altogether from your own estate, and thus your assets are protected. And then kunale to my testamentary trust that I touched on just now, which then kicks in only once someone is alive and only if it is provided for in your will. So it's created by way of a will, and that is where whatever your children or your dependents inherit, or any minor children that you name, anything that they receive or is bequeathed to them then goes into that testamentary trust. A special trust then, maybe Oti can, Otebela can speak into that one briefly for us.
So thank you, Ntombi. A special trust is one that is administered in terms of the Income Tax Act, and it's primarily for the maintenance and care of a person living with a mental illness or a physical disability, which precludes them from being able to earn an income or manage their affairs. So this one is only for those who are not able to earn an income for themselves.
I hope, yeah, that breaks down the different types of trust that one can encounter. Yeah.
Yes, but there's also in marriage, we speak of marriage in community of property, others out of community of property, and the estate planning. How does that, isebenza kanjani in marriage in community of property and estate planning?
Yeah. It's a very important topic. It's a hot topic constantly. And believe it or not, in 2025, we still have people who are getting married in community of property, but each to his own. So essentially what happens is when one spouse dies, the surviving spouse is entitled to half of the entire estate. So basically, as Nisa Pila, whatever it is that you accumulate in assets form one, they fall into one pot, so to speak. Estate yodwa. So if one of them dies, basically it's almost like cutting that pot in half. Because only one half of that pot can be bequeathed in the will. Or even if there isn't a will, only that half can be inherited, not the other spouse's half. It's kind of this thing about, do they have a misconception that it's 100%, but it's not, because marriage and community property is a 50-50 story, both assets and liabilities. So yeah, this topic is, as I said, is a very, very hot topic, and we're going to expand on it much more in the next coming sessions, when we discuss international contracts.
Yes, and life policies now. We speak about AMA life policies, depending on the type of policies on IO, can play a very important role in estate planning by providing financial security for your loved ones and managing those estate costs. How exactly do they do this?
Thanks for the question. I think before we go into how it exactly works, perhaps I can just give some examples of some policies, because you don't just encounter life policies. You'll get funeral policies as well. You'll get educational policies, et cetera, et cetera. So they kind of all each work, differently. However, how they can assist with estate planning is that they can provide immediate financial support. They can assist in covering funeral costs if it's a funeral policy, maybe even if it's a life policy, if it pays out sooner. Not sure, but it can assist. And then it can assist with estate costs, settling of debts, providing liquidity to one's estate, minimizing taxes, and basically just catering for an inheritance. So the other thing I wanted to just point out about life policies is that it works similar to AMA RAs, where you are going to name beneficiaries. So it's not a situation where it automatically is in your will. It's you've got to name beneficiaries. And I think I've touched on how this works before.
Yes. Yeah. I've got my colleague here, Osneziwe Gamajola, and she has just a question about estate planning, especially with regards to indaba zasemakhaya.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So the question that I have is, what happens, let's say, for instance, there is umuzi wasemakhaya that obviously belongs to my parents, and then now they happen to pass on, and there's me and my brother who are left. What's going to happen to the property, because there's no document that says umuzi or asnezi no umuzi or awetu? And what happens to other things like imfuyo ekhona egcekeni? For sure, we can split that one up. But what happens to the property umuzi itself?
So, OT,
do you want to go first?
Yes. I was actually listening earlier on and you guys were wondering about this question, so I'm happy to answer it.
Sure.
So when we're looking at a house, it's a fixed property, and imfuyo is something that you can take one cattle or one sheep and give it to somebody. A house, you can't take one wool and give it to Usneziwe and one wool give it to your brother. Mm-hmm. So with a house, if the owner of the house dies with a will, right? So that's an easy scenario, because the will dictate who that house goes to, right? Mm. So the person who owns the house can, and they will state that I want my house to go to my three children. Mm. And then what happens in that scenario is that the house will then be transferred by the deeds office to those three children in equal shares. So there will be equal share owners in that house, and the title deed will reflect the correct ownership of that house. However, when you have a situation where a house owner dies and they die interstate, meaning that they don't have a will, so now we have to follow the rules of interstate succession, which, as earlier we spoke about, that interstate succession dictates that your estate must be split between your surviving spouse or spouses and your dependents, right? But this is now a burning topic, because what if you don't want your house to go to this particular person and interstate succession dictates that it must now go to that person? So it's very important to have a will to avoid leaving families fighting over inheritance, and you are not there now to stop the fights, and siblings are expecting that this house will go to them, right? So basically the scenario is, you die with the will dictates how this ownership will be split or how ownership will go. So interstate succession means that it either goes to your surviving spouse or your children. If you don't have a surviving spouse, then your children. If you don't have children and a surviving spouse, then it is your blood relative. So that could be very random, whoever is left.
Mm. Can I just also add here to what my colleague Otembela said?
Yes,
is that number one, it's extremely important to have a will. You know, but second of all, it's important to be specific about what you put in the will. And a lot of people go around having wills drafted all willy-nilly, but those wills are impractical when somebody's is deceased. You know, whatever their wishes are that are recorded in there are actually just not really, you know, it's not easy to administer that estate because of what's in the will. So it's important to go to someone, OAZ, or how to draft wills properly, who can think about what we call the what ifs. What if?
Yeah.
What if? For example, in this example that you gave me, Vyasemakaya, engana address, engana title deed, or anything like that, you know, then someone who properly can draft a will would be able to then describe that property sufficiently. Uguti, should that person who owns that property die, then about who gets what, where is the property, etc., etc. So it's important to have it drafted properly as well.
Very well
just
put.
Wanted to add that bit.
No, thank you so much. I think because of time, we're going to close it here, man, but it's very insightful. I'm Lambo Atedes, and
this is an MUT Radio podcast.